And just like that, M. Night Shyamalan goes ahead and ruins two movies. I mean, by all means, go ahead and ruin one, but don't go 17 years out of your way to ruin another.
Marty, you've got to come back with me!
If you've seen Shyamalan's latest movie, Split, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you won't. But I can't discuss it any further without ruining the movie's ending, so let's get stuck into the review.
Pardon me, sir, I think you have the wrong car.
Split comes from the same director who brought us such classics as The Sixth Sense and Unbreakable, but more recently, stinkers such as The Last Airbender and After Earth. However, the movie is a somewhat return to form for the director. Split offers a frightful look into the reality of teenage abduction as three teens get kidnapped by the film's villain, Dennis.
I'm not Dennis.
I mean, Patricia.
Patricia and Dennis are very unstable.
Actually, Barry. No, it's Orwell.
I see. That's clever.
Or is it Hedwig?
I have read Thux.
Look, for clarity's purposes, we'll settle on Kevin.
Yes, I am.
Kevin has 23 different personalities with a 24th dubbed The Beast, threatening to break into the light and unleash hell on the helpless teens.
Someone's coming for you.
If you're a fan of Shyamalan's work, you won't be disappointed by his signature style and flair. The camera experiments with unconventional angles and invades personal space, provoking the audience's anxiety. Just in case a bald James McAvoy in a skirt didn't already give you the chills. McAvoy does that and more with his portrayal of 24 different personalities. Many actors can't get one right, let alone multiple, so this is quite the performance. He's given plenty of screen time to illustrate his skills as he changes from stuttering adolescent to creepy crazed pedophile and back again from one line to the next.
Dr. Fletcher.
My name's Hedwig.
Despite McAvoy's terrifying performance, the film doesn't have me tensing my ass cheeks in fear, as the plot centres so heavily on the inevitable birth of the Beast that it occasionally feels as though we're just filling in time until he appears.
What will happen when he unlocks the potential of his brain?
There is no limit to what he can become.
The parts that do have potential to build fear and suspense are marred, like so many contemporary movies, by an overly detailed trailer. There could have been so many more brown stain moments had the trailer disclosed less of the film's major plot points.
Did you think it was a real window? So you could leave?
On several occasions, the anticipation of thrills were prematurely cut short because the trailer had beaten the film to the punch. Understandably, the trailer is what markets the film, getting bums in seats, but sometimes, less is more.
The world will understand now.
The Beast is real.
He's done awful things to people, and he'll do awful things to you.
And that rounds out another Jamp review. No, I've got nothing else to get off my chest. Nothing at all. No, I'm completely fine. Not agitated at all. Whatsoever. All right. I can't go on any longer without discussing the Bruce Willis-sized elephant in the room.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
The film's ending, which many are describing as a twist, is the furthest thing from. It's without a doubt the weakest twist, turn, link, connection, tie-in, or whatever you want to call it, I have ever seen in my entire life. Yeah, sure, I didn't see the twist coming, but it's like Trump winning the election. People didn't see it coming because it had no right being there.
You're fired.
It's honestly as if the script's original ending fell so flat that Shyamalan said, why don't we just force these two completely irrelevant things together because it'll sure as hell get the internet talking. And here I am, talking all about it on the World Wide Web. You've won this round, M. Night Shyamalan. By the way, if you still don't know what I'm talking about, go see the damn thing. I give Split 6, I'm not Mark Fennell's out of 10.